Okay, today's daf Yud Dal. So we were in the middle of a discussion yesterday about Los Iskodu, and they were introduced the Mishnah Maseches Megillah about the different days that one reads Megillah, and why is that not Los Iskodu? Rav Shlach said, Rabbi Yochanan, isn't that Los Iskodu? So Rabbi Yochanan responded back that why are you asking a question about Megillah? We have a question, why not about Erev Pesach, the Machlokas, about the Minog, when to do Melacha, Erev Pesach, if it's the Minog is not to do it Ar Chatzos, or if there is a Minog to do Melacha Ar Chatzos. And then the response was that if you take a look at five lines up from the bottom of Yud Gimel Amud Beis, so we'll continue with that again. So Reish Lakish says, Amr le amin lecha ana isura. I'm talking about an isser, was usser mutter to do something like reading Megillah. He felt it was usser to read on the wrong day. Davar of Shevin bar Abba Amr Yochanan lekayim es yimei apurim bizmanehem. It's manam harbe tiknu lehem chachamim. There are many days, and you only are able to read on the day that's your day. Obviously, and you're bringing me a kasha from minhaga, from a minhag, whether to do malacha erev Pesach or not. So Gemara says, wait a second, you're telling me the iser malacha on erev Pesach is only a minhag, not really an iser? V'hasam lav isuri, it's not aser to do malacha on erev Pesach? V'hatzan, the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Pesachim, Beis Shamei asa osrin, Beis Hillel matirin. If you just look at Rashi, Rashi says, two lines up, V'akatani hasam belaila, beleil bedikas chametz, the night of the 14th. Beis Shammai Osim, he felt it was also to do Mulacha, Beis Hillel Matir, Lassus Mulacha. So Vika Davdi Kibes Hillel, Vika Davdi Kibes Shammai, the Harehin Kanagudos. So different groups of people. Some said it was also to do Mulacha, Leil Yudal, others thought it was a Mutter. So it's not just a Minog, there's actually an Isser involved. And so Rabbi Yochanan responds, Reish Lakish rather responds back, Amr Le Hosam, Haroa Omer Mulachahu, the less late. You're right. The truth is, Reish Lakish agrees that there's a machlokis, whether it's usr or mutter to mulacha, Erev Pesach, but there's no concern of Los Iskodu. Why is no concern of Los Iskodu, even though there's an isr involved? Says Rashi to explain, last Rashi in the page here, Amr Le Hosam over there by Pesach, Lo Dami L'Shtei Torahs. It does not appear like the two different Torahs that people are following two different sets of rules. The Haroa, as she'ain osem lach, if you observe someone not doing melach or Pesach, you're not going to say he's following the isem lach. It's rather omer de'ain lo malasus. He has no work to do. Not everybody has a job. Not everybody has melach to do. And that's why it's not going to lead to shtei Torahs. So it's not a question of iser versus minhag. The concern is it going to lead to near shtei Torahs or not? So minhagim doesn't lead to shtei Torahs. I have a minhag, you have a minhag. That doesn't, it's not rooted in the Torah. But if I do something that's usr, you do something that's mutter, that looks like it's shtei Torahs. But if it's going to be a situation where you could justify and explain why the guy is not doing something because not of a Torah, but because of some other issue that he has no melacha to do, that's not going to lead to shtei Torahs. And that's why Reish Lakish didn't ask a question about Erev Pesach. So Gemara says, okay, so Erev Pesach is not a question. But what about our case here in Maseches Yevamos? So Gemara says, last line of Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Whether it's Tsaros Erva is mutter or not, Beis Shammai says that Tsaros Erva is mutter to the Yavam. The Yavam performs either Yivam Chalitza, while Beis Hillel says that Tsaros Erva is also usher to the Yavam. You don't do Yivam Chalitza to the Tsaros Erva. So that's a machlokes mutter usher. So why don't you ask me a question from there, Lo Siskodu? So the Gemara says back on the top of Yudal now, Mi savers asu beishame kidverim? Lo asu beishame kidverim. Whoever said beishame acted upon their psak. They felt that Tsaros Erva is mutter to the Yavam. But they didn't paskin that way. In the end of the day, even though they felt that way, that wasn't put into practice. And since it wasn't put into practice, there's no issue of shtei Torahs. Rabbi Yochanan says, what do you mean? Amar asu vasu. They definitely did do that. They definitely did act upon how they paskin. They felt Tsaros Erva is permitted to the Yavam, and that's how they paskin. And yet still they didn't have any kashas of Los Iskodu. So this is Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish l'shitasam, whether or not they actually were doing like Beis Shammai or not. Reish Lakish says they could not have done like Beis Shammai, because that would have been Los Iskodu. Rabbi Yochanan had no problem with this at all. Beis Shammai did like Beis Shammai, and it's still not a problem with Los Iskodu. So Gemara says, this machlokish Reish Lakish of Yochanan, whether or not Beis Shammai acted upon their psak of Tsaros Erva, is also machlokish within Rav and Shmuel. And Gemara says, Pluksa, the Rav was Shmuel, the Rav Omer, lo asu Beis Shammai kidverim, they did not act on their psak, and Shmuel Omer, asu, v'asu, they very definitely did paskin like how they paskin, they acted how they paskin, and they did allow the Yavam to do Yibum Chalitza with the Tsaros Erva. Now the Gemara wants to know, when exactly did this machlokas take place about whether they did or did not act upon their psak? Amos. Ilema, kodem baskol. If this is before the famous baskol that came out, that we said we paskin like Beis Hillel against Beis Shammai, so if this is prior to that baskol, So my time of damar lo asu. What was the reason why one would say Beis Shammai would not act how they paskin? If they paskin one way, of course they would go ahead and act how they paskin. Why do you think lo asu if this was prior to the baskol? Ella, it must have been liachar baskol, after the baskol came out, that says we paskin like Beis Hillel over Beis Shammai, we don't acknowledge the shita of Beis Shammai at all. Then the question becomes, my time at the mandamar osu. So why would anyone say you would paskin? They did paskin like Beis Shammai if this was after that baskol came out. So Gemara explains, e bais ema kodem baskol, e bais ema laacher baskol. We have two different pshatim of when this machlokas took place between Rav and Shmuel. E bais ema, one answer is kodem baskol. This is all prior to that baskol that came out. Ukigon the Beis Hillel ruba. In Beis Hillel, there are more people following Beis Hillel than Beis Shammai, and we always follow the Rova. So the man, the Amar Lo Asu, the one who felt that they did not paskin, they did not go with the world of Beis Shammai because the Beis Hillel Rubahu. Beis Hillel is a Rova, so even though Beis Shammai argued in Beis Hillel, Lamaisa, we paskin like the Rova. That's why one opinion felt Lo Asu. Beis Shammai did not act on their psak. However, man damar asu, the one who felt that they did actually act on their psak, how could that be? They were the meat. How could they pass like Beis Shammai? Ki azlinam basa ruba hecha dechi hadadai ninhu. Hacha Beis Shammai mechadre tve. When do we say rov beats out the meat? It's only when they're equal, when they're both equal in terms of their abilities, their chachma. But Beis Shammai was sharper, Beis Shammai was smarter than Beis Hillel, and therefore the mechadre tve overrides the concept of rov when it comes to psak halacha. There's a fascinating zohar that's brought down by many of the poskim that Lasa and Lavo are going to pask like Beis Shammai. Now there's a pask like Beis Hillel, but Lasa and Lavo is going to be like Beis Shammai. Why is that? So Rav Hanan and Wasserman writes in Kobet Shirim, because really Beis Shammai is smarter. Beis Shammai is mechadad etzvei. But we don't appreciate what he says here. We're not smart enough to understand what he's saying. We can't paskin like something we don't understand. But us and Lavo, where the day is going to be so clear in the world, we're going to understand things with clarity. We're going to understand Beis Shammai Shita. So then we're going to revert back to paskining like Beis Shammai, because mechadad etzvei is more powerful than that which is rov. So this is all the first answer of this is kodem the baskol that Beis Hillel is right. So then the Gemara says, Ibai Seima. Alternatively, there's still a machlokus im asu, or lo asu, even after the baskol came out. Ibai Seima la acher baskol, even after the baskol said Beis Hillel is correct. Man damar lo asu, the one who felt that Beis Shammai did not act on their psak, because the hanafka baskol, the baskol came out and said, we don't pass like Beis Shammai. But the man damar asu, the one who felt that Beis Shammai still passed and they acted on their psak, even after the baskol. Why? That must be like Rabbi Yeshua, he da amar, we don't pay attention to baskols. It doesn't go based on what they tell us up in Shemaim. It goes based on this world. And in this world, Beis Shammai felt that they were correct, so they would. They acted on their psak. So now the Gemara says, okay, so now in that world, going back to the point here, Uman damar asu, the one who felt that Beis Shammai acted on their psak. So now you had two different worlds. Beis Hillel saying the Tzaras Erva's asur, Beis Shammai acting on Tzaras Erva's mutter. Isn't this Karina and Khan Losis Kodudu? Losasu Agudos Agudos? You have two different groups of Torahs you're going on. How is this allowed? So Gemara says, Amar Abaye, Ki Amrinan Losis Kodudu? When is Losis Kodudu asur? If there's one city, and you have in the same city some people wearing tefillin, some people not wearing tefillin, some people mutter tzaras erva, others saying it's usher, that's where there's machlokas. Halu morim kidevei Beis Shammai, halu morim kidevei Beis Hillel. That's when it's usher. Aval shtei batei dinim, b'shtei ayaros, less than but. But if the batei dinim are in two separate cities, then city A, they pass like Beis Hillel. And city B, passing like Beis Shammai, that's not a concern of Lo Siskodu. And Lo Siskodu isn't always Aser. So this was his understanding that Beis Hillel had his own city, and Beis Shammai had his own city, and therefore the two never meet, and it's not going to be a problem of Lo Siskodu. So Gemara then says, Amar Lei Rava, Rava says to Abaye, Vha Beis Shammai, U Beis Hillel, Kishtei Batei Dinim, Bi'ir Achaz Dami? You had in the same city some people passing like Beis Shammai and some people passing like Beis Hillel, even within the same city. So that's going to be Lo Siskodu, according to you, Abaye. So Ella Rava gives a different shot, a little bit different. Ella Amar Rava, Ki Amrina Lo Siskodu, Kugon Bezdin, Bi'ir Achaz. When is their problem? If there's one city and one Bezdin in that city, half the Bezdin Palig Morin Kidvei Beis Shammai, U Palig Morin Kidvei Beis Hillel. That one Bezdin is split in half, and they have different people following different customs, different psakim, that's when there's a problem. Aval shtei batei dinim beir achas lesen ba. But if there are two different batei dinim in one city, that's not a problem. Aval lo siskodu, that would be permitted according to Rava's understanding. So now take a look at Tosa. Tosa says, the Gemara never answered the question we started with yesterday. Yesterday's daf spoke about Mikra, Megillah, two different days. So isn't that a problem of people reading, what would happen? The Kfarim, B'nai Kfarim, would go to the big cities and read on your Dal, if you Beis Yud Gimel. Now that would be different than when the big cities would read themselves. That means in the same city, you had some people reading on your Dal, and some people reading on your Dal. Isn't that a problem of Los Iskodu, asks Tosos? The Tosos asks, Ki Amrinan Los Iskodu, Gion Shei Batadinim, Birachas, Vim Tomar, Ma Teretz Megillah. How does this answer the question, Megillah, that we start off with in the beginning? The Beir Achas, in the same exact city, how you covered Lebnei Ha'ir, B'yadal, the people of the city would read on the proper day, which is the 14th, but Lebnei Kfarim, how you Makdimim Liomakit, so they read on the day earlier. If it was the 13th, the 11th, 12th, or 13th. Isn't that two different customs in the same exact city? Los Iskodu, the Tosus Mechad is something that no other Rishon says, I don't think. He's a Das Yachid, he writes as follows. Amaharav Rabbi Chaim, Divre, Dibnei Akfarim, rather, Hayukorn Bi'iram. They would read in their own cities. They wouldn't schlep to the big cities. They'd sleep read in their own kfarim. So look at Pshat here. Wait, listen. K'demuchach B'yushalmi, V'hashta Avu Shtei Batei Dinim Be'Beis Agaros. Two different practices in two different cities. So what do you mean? The Mishnah says they would gather together Yom HaKnisa. Does Yom HaKnisa mean they go together to the big city? Isn't that what Pshat Yom HaKnisa means? Says Tosfos, the Bikia Gavna Lo Shayach Lev Sikodu, Afilu Abayim, V'hod the Kari Le Yom HaKnisa. Why is this called Yom HaKnisa if they're not actually entering into the big city, but they're reading in their own village? Because Lafisha Be'iram, in their own city, in the Kfar, Hayimis Asvin, Lavola Beis Knesses, Beshein Mechamishi, Lekosa Torah. They gather together to read Mondays and Thursdays. Now, there are a lot of kashas on this Tosfos, but that's how he gets around this problem of reading in their own village. This Tosfos, right here. I told you then. No, it's not. It doesn't say. It only says here, not there. There's no Tosfos in that daf. I told it there. Yeah, the same Tosfos. Yeah, so good you remembered. But it's the same exact Tosfos. Now, according to all other Rishonim, they read in the big city. So that's where they read. So now the question is, how do they get around of Los Iskodu? So what the Ramban answers is that they would read in a separate shul. There was a shul for the big city and a shul for the B'nai Kfarim. So since it was read in a different city, even though it was different days, rather a different shul, that was considered as if it was its own makom, and it would not be a problem of Los Iskodu. Now, another question that the Rishonim ask, really, the Achronim asked based on the Yushalmi. So in the world of Rashi and all the other Rishonim, not Tosos, where the B'nai Kfarim would go to the big cities, Rashi says in the Megillah, because the B'nai Kfarim did not have a Baal Kori. So Baal Kori read from the big city. Now, the problem was, the Baal Kori was reading on the 11th. It's not his day. He's Chayiv. Right. So if he's not Chayiv Adavar, he can be Mote to somebody else. That's the Shiloh. The Yushalmi says, how could it be? So says Rabbi Kveger, that the B'nai Kfarim were not Yotze through Shomea Ka'one. What would happen would be, they each had their own Megillah. The Baal Kori would read, Vahib Me'achashverosh, and then they recite after him from their own, separately from their own Megillah, because it wasn't through Shomea Ka'one. That wouldn't work, because it can't be Yotze if the Baal Kori himself is not Chayiv. Fine. Back inside the Gemara. Gemara says, last four narrow lines on the page here, Tashma. Bim kol Moshe Rabbi Eliezer, in the place of Rabbi Eliezer, how you korsin eitzin lasos pchamim b'shabbos, lasos barzel. In his place, on Shabbos itself, they'd actually make an isma. They'd make a little knife used for a milah. They'd make that on Shabbos because he felt that machshirei mitzvah could be docha Shabbos. That's what they do in his place. And bim kol Moshe Rabbi Yossi, haglili how you ochlenu basar of b'chalav, even though midaraisa basar basar and chalav is a bas chalav is aser midiraisa. Basar of is only midirabanan. Rabbi Yossi Agli felt basar of b'chalav is actually mutter. So in the place of Rabbi Yossi, they're paskin like how he paskin, which would be it would be allowed to have chicken and milk. Bimkomosh Rabbi Eliezer ain bimkomosh Rabbi Akiva lo. Sounds like only Rabbi Eliezer's place would they allow a person to make a knife on Shabbos. But in Rabbi Kiva's city, they would not allow so. The Tanya, the Brisa says, Klal Amar Rabbi Kiva, Kom Lacha She'efshir Lefshir, La'asosim Erev Shabbos, a Melacha that you could have done on Friday, but you didn't, you made a mistake, you forgot, Eino Dochas Shabbos, meaning Rabbi Kiva holds, Machshirei Mitzvah is not Docha Shabbos against Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer allowed this to be done on Shabbos, Rabbi Kiva did not allow. So how could that be? So how could be two different makomos, people doing different things? Rabbi Eliezer allowing it, Rabbi Kiva not allowing for this? So Gemara asks, V'hai mai tiyufta? What's the shaila? We just told you above, mekamas mekamas shiny. As long as they're different places, it's allowed. Rebbe Kiva's city does one way, and Rebbe Yalez's city does something else. That's not a problem. Los Kodu is only within one city, but two cities, that's completely fine. So what's the kashya? So Gemara says, again, mai tiyufta, mekamas mekamas shiny. With the karli, my karli, what was the chiddush here? We know that answer already from before. So Gemara has an interesting havamina. It doesn't really explain this havamina, but sa'akadai techamina, mishum chumr de Shabbos, kemakum echadamim. Because the severity of Shabbos, maybe we don't view Mekomos as being different. In other words, really, from a Los Iskodu standpoint, two different cities could do two different halachas. That's allowed. When it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, because it's more severe, we don't view cities as different cities. We view all places in the world as one makom, and we would aser, everyone has to be absolute, everything is the same. Either everyone holds aser, everyone's mutter, that's the havamina. Kamashvan, that no, even Lagabe Shabbos, each place could have their own psak halacha that would be acceptable. So Gemara now says four wide lines down here in Yudalam and Aleph, Toshma. The Rebbe Yavohu, Ki Yikla, Asrei, Rebbe Yishuv ben Levi. One time, Rebbe Yavohu was visiting the city of Rebbe Yishuv ben Levi. And have a Metalta Shargi, who's carrying a candle. A candle is, Rashi explains, a candle that was lit on Shabbos, lit before Shabbos. It was continuing to light on Shabbos, and then went out, it was extinguished. If it was still lit, you can't move it. But it's not lit anymore, so all it is Muksa. He moved it, it's okay. However, when he traveled to the city of Yochanan, he wouldn't even move the candle. So it sounds like he'd confused what the psak was. Is it muksa, not muksa? What's the question? We already told you, different cities have different practices. So in the city of Yishuv and Levi, they allowed it. And the city of Yochanan, they didn't allow it. So the Gemara said, no, this was really the question. Rabbi Abohu, heichi avid hacha hachi, veichi avid hacha hachi. How can you pass in different ways, in different places? If you live in Yishuv ben Levi's city, fine. If you live in Yochanan's city, do this way. But if you're going to travel from place to place, and you can't change the psak. So Gemara says, now really, Rabbi Abohu, ki Yishuv ben Levi's tefillah. He passed in there that a candle is not muksa. And that's why when he was in the place of Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, he moved it because it's not muksa. However, v'chi mikli le'asi de Yochanan, when he traveled to the city of Yochanan, lo hava metalte, mishum kvod de Yochanan, he respected Yochanan. Personally, paskind, that person can move a candle on Shabbos, but out of respect for Yochanan in his city, he didn't on that particular Shabbos. But wasn't his attendant there? He must have had an attendant, the Shamash, a Gabbai. His Gabbai must have been very confused that his Gabbai is not a Talmud Chacham. So in this city, he see that he moved the candle. In this city, he didn't move the candle. That's going to be very, very confusing to his Gabbai. So Gemara says, no, the Modi Leil Shmaya, Rabbi Bo explained to his Shamash, this is Psak. We read Paskin, it's not Muksa, but out of respect for Yochanan, we don't move the candle in this city. And then once he explained to his Shamish, he understood what was going on. So now the Gemara says, Toshma, Afapi, She'elu Osun, Ve'elu Matirin. Even though they had this machlokas about whether Tars Erva is Mutter to the Yavam or not Mutter, Mutter Asr, Lo Nimnenu Beishamim Milisa Nashim Beisila, Beishamim did not hold back from marrying the women of Beisila, Ve'lo Beisila Mi Beishamim. They intermarried with each other. So now, if you're going to say Bishma, this makes sense. Lo asu, that if Beishame didn't act on the Psak, this makes a lot of sense. Bishamachi lo nimnu. Because even though Beishame paskin starts Erva's mutter, the Yavam, Lamai, so they didn't paskin that way. They didn't allow that to allow, and therefore they paskin the same exact way. There's no Shilia. So of course they marry with each other. But if you're going to say like above, asu, that Beishame not only paskin, but they also acted upon the Psak. They permitted the Yavam to marry the Tsarist Erva, my lo nimnu. Why did Beis Hillel not hold back? They shouldn't have, because listen, in the world of Beis Hillel, the Yavam marrying the Tsarist Erva is Mamash Arayos here. And that would create Mamzeris. So how could Beis Hillel marry someone from Beis Shammai's family? So Bishma, I understand why Beis Shammai would marry someone from Beis Hillel's family. That's allowed, lo nimnu, because B'nei Chayav Yilav Ninu. Because listen to this. Now, in Beis Hillel's world, Tsarist Erva is Aser. Now, what would happen would be, now that woman, Tsaris Erva, goes out and gets married to someone else, so that would be allowed. And, hold on a second here. So again, Shammai says that it's Mutter, and they allow the Yavam, that becomes Erva, and Beis Hillel says not Mutter. So now, Beis Hillel gets Tsaris Erva, according to Beis Hillel, can marry whoever they want. But Shammai says she can't marry whoever she wants, she first needs the Chalitza. So really, she's stuck to the Yavam. If she goes ahead and marries someone else without Chalitza first, that's a lav, according to Beis Shammai. So how does Beis Shammai marry someone from Beis Hillel's world? Beis Hillel says, oh, you're Tzaris Erva? Go get married. Beis Shammai says, don't get married. First get Chalitza, and then get married. If you didn't do Chalitza, there's a lav. So lav's not so bad. So we understand why Beis Shammai was willing to marry someone from Beis Hillel's family, even though there's a lav. It's only a lav. That's okay. So the Gemara says again, Bishma Beis Shammai, mi Beis Hillel, lo nimnu, debnei chayavi lav ninu. Okay. So the Tzaris Erva didn't have Chalitza first. No big deal. It's only a lav. Ela Beis Hillel, mi Beis Shammai amai lo, nimnu. Why would Beis Hillel not hold back from marrying those from Beis Shammai? In Beis Shammai's world, the Yavam marries the Tzar's Erva. That, according to Beis Hillel, that's Mamash Arayos, that's Kares. So how could they not hold back? They must have, they should have held back their B'nei Chive Chive Krisis, Mamzer Ninu, and the Mamzerim leads to Mamzeris. V'chitem, if you're going to suggest to me, Kesavri Beis Hillel, De'ein Mamzer M'chayvi Krisis, maybe he doesn't hold that a Mamzer is a byproduct of a Chayvi Krisis. Hard to say that. V'hammer Rebbe Elazar, Afa Pisha Nechelku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, B'tzaros, even though they argue what the status of Tzaros Erva is, whether it's Mutter or Ma'aser, they both agree, Modim, She'ein Mamzer Ela, Mimisha Yisurei Iser Erva, V'anish Karis. So it's very clear that they both hold that Karis will lead to Mamzeris. So how could, again, Beis Hillel marry someone from the Psak of Beis Shammai? Ella must be lav shmamina lo asu. Must be that Beis Shammai, although they paskind that Tzaros Erva's mutter, they didn't act upon the psak, and there was no mamzeris, and that's why they were able to intermarry. The Gemara says, "Lo, not true. Liolam asu. Really, Beis Shammai not only paskind that Tzaros Erva's mutter to the Yavam, but they also acted upon the psak. Ask Alka Beis Hillel intermarry the modarilei uparshi. They would tell them, listen, this family comes from a Tzaros Erva, and stay away from this family. And they trusted each other, and they married other families from Beis Shammai. So Gemara then says, v'hachanami mistavre, it's very sensible to say this as well. The Katani, it says in the Seifa of that Mishnah on yesterday's daf, kolat taharos v'chol tameos shahayu elu matarin ve'elu matamin. They had different psakim. We're not told exactly what the psak is, but Beis Hillel was more machmir when it came to tumah v'tara. So even though they had different psakim when it came to tumah v'tara, lo nimnu osim taros elu agav elu, they had no problem mixing the foods together. So the Gemara says, let's understand this. Top of you, Dalam and Beis now. If you're going to say, Bishma, this all makes sense. Dimodarle, that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel told each other which ones that they should stay away from because in their psak was different than my psak. So that Mishim Hachilo Nimnu, that's why they didn't hold back from sharing Talmud Vatara. They trust each other. This concept, Moda, they let each other know both by the Tumah Vatara and also by Tzaros Erva. But if you're going to tell me Beis Shammai did not tell Beis Hillel which families came from Tzaros Erva, so then I understand only how Bishlo Beis Hillel was able to marry from those from Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai married from those from Beis Hillel. Lo Nimu, they didn't hold back because the Timaeus of Beis Hillel, the Beis Shammai Taros Ninu. Because according to Beis Shammai, that which Beis Hillel felt was Tamei, Beis Shammai Paskin was Mutter, was Tower. So that's acceptable what Beis Shammai took from Beis Hillel. But the other direction, El Beis Hillel, Mi Beis Shammai Lama Lo Nimnu, why did Beis Hillel not hold back? They should have held back. Because Taros, the Beis Shammai, according to Beis Hillel, were actually Tamei's. So they should not have mixed and matched with each other, Ninu. Ella must be lav de modoile shmamina. Must be that they told each other, according to you guys, don't touch this food. You guys think it's tamei. We'll eat this. You think it's tamei. But these actually, we both agree is tower. So they had this understanding and trust with each other, just like they had by the Tzaros Erva. So Gemara says, my ol mehach mehach. Why have we had two cases? Why teach me both the halachas that they trusted each other, lagabe tumah v'tahara, and also by Tzaros Erva? Why the double case here? So Gemara, the same, what would I have thought? What I thought that Tzaros Kala Islam. Maybe they only had to tell each other about tumah v'tahara. But by Tzaros Erva, maybe Beis Shammai did not have to tell Beis Hillel. But everyone knows when there's a Tzaros Erva, when there's a case, even Chalitza, everybody finds out about it. And Beis Shammai maybe didn't feel the need to tell Beis Hillel because it's in the news. Everybody knows that this unique case, when there's a Chalitza, becomes a whole big event here. So there's no need for them to tell. The Kala Islay, everyone hears about it. Kamash Mulam, that no. Even though there's a Kala Islay, Beis Shammai still made sure to tell Beis Hillel that this is a family of Tzaros Erva. You guys should stay away from this Tzaros Erva. So we quoted above in Amin Aleph the following, Gufa. Amar Rebbe Elazar, Ava Pisha Nechleku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Even though they argued, Betzaros, Modim, they both agree, Shein Mamzer Ela Mimisha Yisur Erva of Anish Karis. A Mamzer is a byproduct of one who's an Erva and there's an Anish Karis involved. Mar now wants to know, who's Modim to who? Man Modim, who's Modim? Ilema Beis Shammai Le Beis Hillel, they're Modim to Beis Hillel, Pshita. Of course they agree, because Beis Shammai holds that the Tzaros Erva is only a lav, according to them, that if they didn't do Chalitza, there's a lav, so of course they're mode. There's no Rashi to explain about the mode here, but them, we know exactly what Pshat is according to Beis Shammai. And same thing, Beis Hillel or Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel admits to Beis Shammai, he gufa chavi krisis. What are they admitting to? They hold that Tzaros Erva is B'nai Karis, and they're modim that other cases are B'nai Karis as well. It's a very strange formulation. The Gemara says, no, really what's going on here is as follows. They have a machlok is about Tzaros Erva, but they both agree that Anush Karis. In other words, li olam Beis Shammai le Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai is talking to Beis Hillel. In other words, I hold that Tzarz Erva is really mutter. Lafuke, I would have thought that maybe according to Beis Hillel, that Beis Hillel, when he says that Tzarz Erva is mutter to get married, you don't need a chalitza. And Beis Shammai says, no, you need a chalitza first. You don't have chalitza first. It's an Isser Lav. I would have thought maybe Beis Shammai holds like Rabbi Kiva that Chayvi Lavin is like, creates Mamzeris. So Lafuke midi Rabbi Kiva. This whole statement of modem is, Beis Shammai agrees that even though there's a Lav, I agree that still won't generate a Kares because I don't pass like Beis, like Rabbi Kiva. Lafuke midi Rabbi Kiva. Damer Yesh Mamzer, Mechayvi Lavin, according to Rabbi Kiva. Kamashman Beis Shammai holds the ain mamzer mechayvlan. He doesn't hold that way. So though there's a lav involved in Tzarz Erva, if she doesn't have chalitza, according to Beis Shammai, it's not going to produce a mamzer. So Gemara now says Toshma. Afa pisha nechloku Beis Shammai uBeis Hillel b'taros uBachayos. Even though there's machlokas between the Tzarz Erva, between the two, these two batei midrashos, and they argue about Achayos, where Rashi doesn't explain what it is. He refers to us a Gemara in Daf Chavav. And they have a machlok by a guy, get yashan, an old get, whether it works or not. It doesn't give us the details here either. And a machlok is besafik ish, uba megar shishis, a guy who divorced his wife, and the lana ima bapunak, and they stay in the hotel together, whether they're remarried or not remarried. And there's a machlok about kesef, what the shir of kesef is, ushava kesef, and a puta vashava puta. All the different halachas, they have a machlok is about legabe kedushim, they have all the machlokas in which, according to one, might be good kedushim. That might not be a good kedushin, meaning all these machlokas might lead to an eshish ish and arayos. Although that's all the case, lo nimenu Beis Shammai milisei nashim mi Beis Hillel. Just like we saw in the Mishnah, this price just elaborates on more machlokas between the two that might result in erva. Nonetheless, they did not hold back; they did not refuse marrying each other. Lo nimenu Beis Shammai milisei nashim mi Beis Hillel. Lo Beis Hillel mi Beis Shammai. So the lamedcha to teach me shechiba v'reis nagim debezet. They had this incredible love and endearment for each other, even though they argued on many, many halachas, they still got along with each other, l'kai mashin emar, to fulfill what the pasuk tells us in Zechariah, ha'emes v'ashalom ehavo, that they had this truth, this peacefulness, and their love for each other. That was Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Rabbi Shimon has another statement. Rabbi Shimon Omer, nimnu min havadai lo nimnu min hasafik. We'll get back to Rabbi Shimon in just a second, but they held back from any time there was a vadai Tzaris Erva. A Vade issue of an Erva, they would hold back, but when there's a suffix of an Isser Erva, they would not hold back. So we'll hold back on his point for a second, but that's not our focus right now. So the Gemara is really talking about the Asu versus the low Asu part, whether they acted on the Psak of Beis Shammai or not. So Bishma, this makes sense. Iyam is Bishma, Asu, that they acted upon the Psak Beis Shammai, Bishim Hachu Nimnu. That's why one would hold back from marrying them. Ella, Amis Lo Asu, Amai Nimnu. But if they did not hold back, rather, if they did not pass this way, why would they hold back from marrying each other? They pask in Lamaisa like Beis Hillel. So Vitizra, the Gemara said, wait a second. Nihi Nami Da'asu. Even if they pask in like Beis Shammai, Bishma Beis Hillel, Nimnu Beis Shammai, I understand why Beis Hillel would refuse marrying into the families of Beis Shammai. The Chai Vikris is Nimnu. Umam Zerim Heim the Beis Hillel. El Beis Shammai might Nimnu, but why Beis Shammai hold back from marrying Beis Hillel? But Chai Vilavin Nimnu, all they are in Chai Vilavin, Vikshayrin Nimnu, and the children are kosher. So Mar says, you're right, even though in the world of Beis Shammai, that's only a lav, in the end of the day, it's still a lav, doesn't mean the chachili should go ahead and do this. Kedamer of Nachman bar Yitzchak, lo nitzcha el atzaras asma, hachanami lo nitzcha el atzaras asma. What that means is, if you look at Rashi, Rashi writes here around the four narrow lines up, the tzaras asma, hodikatani nimnim, that which we were told Beis Shammai held back from marrying Beis Hillel's families, mitzar asma. Uli olam Beis Shammai nami nimnu mi Beis Hillel milisa tzaras bahbas b'lo chalitza, because it was a lav. The ma'aseh was a lav for them, even though it wouldn't generate a mamzer, but still a lav. That's why they would hold back from marrying each other, one because of a kares and the other side because of a lav. So either way, we see that it's not so clear whether asu or lo asu. So now the Gemara says, we said above the shita of Rabbi Shimon, whether he said he was only nimnu, they only held back from marrying a vadai, but they didn't hold back from marrying a suffolk. Why not? The Maishna min Avadai, the Isurhu. They held back from marrying. Anyone who they had a Vadai was a Tzaretz Erva, they would hold back from marrying. It was either Kares or Lav. So how come only by the Vadai case? Suffolk Nami Isurhu. It's a Suffolk Deraisa here. So even though they didn't know where this lady was a Vadai, they thought she was a Suffolk Tzaretz Erva. The Maish, it's a Suffolk Issa Deraisa. So they should hold back both from the Vadai and also from marrying the Suffolk case as well. So Gemara says, no. Lo Tema min Suffolk. When Rabbi Shimon made a statement, he didn't say they held back from marrying a suffolk. They did marry sveikos. They didn't marry a vadai, and they also didn't marry a suffolk case because suffolk yisur deraisa. Ela ema min hastam, really from a stam case that they didn't know. It wasn't a suffolk. They were just unaware That's where they were allowed to marry. Why? Because they would tell them and explain to them, and they'd separate. That's Stam case. They wouldn't look at Rashi. Rashi writes, "Min Stam." So long as Beis Shammai didn't tell them that they're from a family that you don't want to marry, a stam case, they assumed if I wasn't told, that means this comes from good yichus, I can marry in. Had they been from a case of vadai or family of safek, they said they would have told us. And if no one told us anything about this, they would have trusted a stam case and they would have married. The issur is only from a vadai case or from a suffix case. Now the Gemara says, "My kamasha mutzachi this year." The av of reis nogim debes. That means that Beis Hillel trusted Beis Shammai. That unless Beis Shammai told Beis Hillel that this is a family that's not for you, they would trust them. A stam case. That means they didn't think they're trying to get them back at all. They weren't trying to trick them. There was just trust and love and care for each other. That's the concept of av of reis nogim debes. But isn't that exactly what we taught in the Reisha? Hainu Reisha. The Reisha taught us that explicitly. That what? That they had this love for each other. Emes Vasham Ehavu. So why does Rabbi Shimon teach us that same exact concept that in a Stam case, if they didn't tell us, we'd marry them. Why? Because we loved each other. That's exactly the same point as the Reisha. Why repeat it twice? And where it says, because HaKabash Malan, the cooler Rabbi Shimon. We're teaching us that even the beginning of the Brisa, this is all the same author, that Rabbi Shimon is the author of the beginning, that what's the driving force here? Ha'emis Vasham Ehavu. And the riot was that if they suffered a vada case, we wouldn't marry, but if it was a Stam case, Beis Hillel would trust Beis Shammai, and they would intermarry into those families. Okay, we'll stop here. I need to run now, and everyone have a wonderful day.